I'm here sitting on the Daisy Bus outside Wessex Cancer Trust HQ, and I'm here with Barry Rinaldi, one of the trustees. Hello, Barry.
Hello there. Hello.
I see that you've been campaigning for a while with Daisy Bus, and you've made such great strides with it, and you've got a brand new bus as well as funding to 2020.
Yeah, that's right. The campaign started November 2017, and what's that, about 12, 14 months now. And with the help of loads of people on the island, organisations, we've managed to raise enough, as you say, to keep the bus going now till 2020. And the best news is that with a grant from the cloth workers, we've managed to buy the bus. So we're not leasing it, so it's ours. And that's a huge burden that we don't have to worry about in future.
And so you've actually got the brand new bus, and I have to say, listeners, it's an absolutely gorgeous bus. It is rather sumptuous and very comfortable in the seats that we're sitting in now. So have you had use of the bus yourself?
I haven't, no, not at all. I live in Southampton, so I don't get to use the Portsmouth bus, no.
Gosh, and what is your experience with the Wessex Cancer Trust? Have you been here a while?
I've been involved for about 8 years now. My wife was diagnosed with breast cancer 8 years ago, nine years ago now. No, more than that, 10 years ago.
Gosh.
Yes, 10 years ago. And that's when I started to become involved with the trust fundraising. And then a few years after that, I got a phone call to become a trustee. And I did, and I ended up chair of the trust. So,
wow.
Yeah, how that happened, I don't know. But no, it's a great charity, does some wonderful work. I love it to bits. I love the people who work for it, and they do one of the best jobs ever. So my wife actually in one of the choirs, and she's singing today in Hythe. So
wow.
It's a big family thing, yeah.
And I see that you're very close nearly to having the amount of money raised for the centre.
Yep, there's not far to go. I think it's about 10,000, something like that, maybe a little more. And I know there's some work that Lorraine and the guys here are going to be doing over the next few weeks to get that money in. So, you know, there's a lot of people on the island, and a small donation, a pound from everybody, would be absolutely brilliant. So if you can donate, then please do so.
Harry, and please donate if you do have any spare change, or if you'd like to come up with a plan for raising money, they'd be really, really pleased to hear from you. So pop down to Lugley Street and say hello. I'm sure everybody would love to see you. This is Kitty, back to the studio.